Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Omar of Secure Free Society and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Mexico, Joseph, Claudia Sheinbaum is the new president, and she is now leading an effort to, in some fashion, respond to the intention of Mr. Trump's administration to ask for, seek, demand the return to Mexico policy that was previously in place in his first term. At the same time, we have an USMCA renegotiation coming up in near future. We have questions raised about the Chinese using Mexican cutouts in order to sell goods into the U.S. and evade tariffs that could be imposed. And we also have the cartels that have been mentioned by the Trump administration as a major threat to America, so much so that I believe Mr. Trump and others of his administration have mentioned using military action against the cartels unless Ms. Sheinbaum addresses the matter. I understand this is a big waterfront I just laid out, Joseph, but right now, how would you measure that Claudia Sheinbaum is dealing with this new rhetoric and this new conduct of planning to deport people right into Mexico?
Yeah, I think, John, that many people in Latin America and President Sheinbaum, and things no different, are taking kind of a resistance approach to some of the policies of the Trump administration or President Trump himself. And really, it's a bad approach because nothing that President Trump is doing is first should be a shock or surprise, because a lot of it's been telegraphed, speaking about this pretty much throughout the whole entire campaign. But the second to that is that everything's above board. Everything's legal. Everything's 100% normal in terms of bilateral relations of security, border security, immigration security. And so I think that most of these countries, I think, are starting to take an approach that is trying to, as I think Ernesto said in the previous segment, putting politics over principles. And I think that that's going to be a mistake. You know, Ms. Sheinbaum has a lot of issues in her country that need her attention. The shortages of water, their economy, the cartels and the gangs and everything that's going on inside the interior of Mexico, that many things that the United States could be a partner with and help with, and we have in the past. But if she takes this kind of, I think, antagonistic approach, that's going to put a wrench into a lot of those cooperation, which is to the detriment of both the United States and Mexico. Nobody wins in that situation. So I think that Ms. Sheinbaum is going to have to essentially come to the realization that it's in the best interest of Mexico, it's in the best interest of the United States to have a good relationship. We're a top trade partner, we're a neighbor. And the United States really never has an interest in having a bad relationship with Mexico. We've had many different presidents and many different political persuasions in Mexico. I mean, you know, fundamentally, the cooperation remains relatively the same. But we don't necessarily need to have an antagonistic relationship. But there's others in Latin America that would want to steer Ms. Sheinbaum in that direction, and she would be ill-advised to do so. And one last point, John, is I think also we're seeing what I call Western Hemisphere's moment, and that Latin America, for all those that have covered Latin America over the many years, have always complained that it doesn't get that much attention for U.S. foreign policy. Well, that seems to be changing now. I mean, in the beginning of the Trump administration, everything from the Panama Canal to what we just talked about in Colombia to Mexico to even Greenland in the Arctic and Canada, the Western Hemisphere is getting, I'd say, the top attention of the new Trump administration. The question is, how are we going to react to it, and how are our partners going to react to it? Because they're not used to getting this much attention from the United States, at least not that quickly. And I think for them, they should treat this as an opportunity. There's many countries that want to get in the agenda of the United States. Many Latin American countries are on the agenda, and they should treat that as an opportunity to be able to develop good relationships in good faith.
Ernesto, I'm interested to learn from you your experience with Mexican foreign ministry officials. Did they not understand that this was possible to happen in the future? All these years of the border being abused, the cartels smuggling human beings and drugs and guns across the border back and forth, totally porous in some instances. The professional foreign diplomats, of which you are one, did they believe that the U.S. would always be available to this irregular activity and it would never enforce its own laws?
Well, John, that's an excellent question. I think from experience that Mexico, like Brazil in other respects, or in similar respects, has a double policy or duplicitous policy. They have an open policy. Okay, let's treat things diplomatically according to international law and traditions of diplomacy, good relations and all. And they have a strategy of undermining U.S. power under the surface through whatever means they find and with whatever allies they find for that. It's not difficult to find allies to undermine the U.S., right? And I think Mexico has been working in that direction for quite a long time, but especially after Obrador took power. Before that, I think, with all due respect to Mexican friends, but I think Mexican governments used illegal immigration as a tool to a negotiating tool, right? So, but it's what the French in diplomacy they call that valeur de nuisance. So it's the value of harm. So you have value in the proportion where you can make harm to your partner. So what Mexico had as negotiating power was derived from the Mexican population in the U.S. and the but more than that, the illegal immigration as an issue. So their game has been for a long time, I think, okay, we let more illegal immigration into the U.S., so the U.S. will have to react with more cooperation.
We have 30 seconds, Ernesto. Yeah, please continue.
And then, well, when the U.S. reacts, so you diminish that, then you increase. So, and I think now this reached the paroxysm and I think the U.S. finally is not buying that game, right? I think that's where we're at.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Vilmar, executive director of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.